everybody, and welcome to Convos and Cocktails, where we talk, you engage, and we all drink. I'm your host, Lesego Tlhabi, and I'm ready to wine a little and laugh a lot with our special guest. Guys, today I've got a new format that I'm introducing, whether you like it or not. It is called a sex roundtable or a dating roundtable. Which one should I use?
Whatever the conversation happens to be, so a bit of both.
Okay, so a sex dating roundtable. You've already heard my guests, but I will introduce them properly. We are going to be called Sex and the City of Gold.
Woohoo!
Hopefully there's enough sex for the conversation.
Yeah.
You guys gotta get to fucking. Get to fucking so we get to
hoping.
Yeah. I've actually become a virgin again most recently.
Yeah, okay. What? So the first guest, who's a liar, she acts for a living. And her movie Kitty Bonnie has just launched on Netflix. We have Tessa Twala.
Yay! Oh my God, yes. And those are not like
sound effects. We were just
that was us.
We're just happy. My next guest, whose choice of drink today is on the lineup, is PR publicist to the stars, Tools Talks TV YouTuber, and soon to be podcaster, Tools Khatebe.
Yay!
All right, before we begin, we're drinking a Negroni, which is Tools' choice of cocktail for the day. IMB, this thing.
It's like a headache.
Guys.
So ugly.
I really think that he's drinking this thing for vibes.
No.
But you know, because this thing looks like a drinko pop in like a very watered down version of drinko pop.
You guys.
Garbage.
Tell us why you chose this very bitter drink.
Well, look at
me. Is it your heart?
I look amazing. Oh, and first of all, to add to the aesthetic, it's beautiful. It's an amazing balanced drink. I don't like any sweet drinks. I like dry and bitter, just like my personality.
Well, you hit the target. I'm trying to drink it. We added juice because we're ghetto.
I saw the juice go into them. I was like, wow.
He's like, anyway, guys, like, welcome to the show.
Chin.
Alrighty. Oh, there we go. All right, guys. So
I gotta do the stuff, I guess.
Before we came in front of the mics, we did start speaking a little bit about our dating lives at the moment. Tessa, I'm gonna just pick up where we left off. You were at Gonka on Sunday.
I was.
Wow. And then what happened was.
I want to take this out. The orange is too bitter. So what happened was, I was me. If there's one thing I can do, I can have a good time.
Right.
And when I go out, cause me, I can just stay at my house. I can stay at my house for months at a time and sit on my couch, sit on my bed, and be chilled.
Right.
But when I go out, please know, I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna drink. Cause that's what I'm there for. I'm gonna have a good time. So we're having a good time. Some cute boy is like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, cute boy, what's up? He's like, oh, my phone is about to die. Please, can I get my friend to take your number for me? I'm like, I know that's right. Go ahead, sir. So he texts me yesterday, whatever. Hi, how are you? Whatever. I'm like, hey, what's up? But now his friend is also texting me.
Hold up.
And his friend is a girl.
There we go.
Okay.
Boom.
She's texting you also like, hey, boo.
And then I didn't see the number, and I was like, she goes, hi. I'm like, oh, hello, who's this? And then she sends me a video of like her licking her lips.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been in the lady pond?
Yeah. I was.
Okay.
Her name was Zanika, and she was so beautiful.
Oh, we're dropping names? All right.
This is so many years ago. Girl, if you're married with kids, they're not going to know who I'm talking about anyway. Yeah.
So I want to catch up a little bit with you before we go back into the past, because we also picked up on a topic of white men, so I want to go there. But before we get there.
I love how I was. That was me.
It was Tessa's photo. But what is happening in your life? Are we dating? Are we fully single?
I am completely single and not having that much sex. It is depressing. It is like a desert. I don't know if it's winter.
I'm not having that much sex either.
Aren't you?
But that's by choice. Nigga dicks are like Smarties.
Actually,
a lot of God for everybody. Take a lot of God.
Wait, are you getting a lot of sex at the moment?
Okay.
Whoa.
Yes, but with one person. Like, I'm not in a relationship, so I didn't want to, like, I tricked you guys to come here as single people. And the next thing, I'm engaged. No. But we are sneaky linking.
Right.
I definitely got my regular sneaky link.
Okay.
Have a good time. He's fun. But it's not like love of my life.
Okay.
I gave up my sneaky link.
But yeah, no.
Guys, I'm old. What is sneaky link?
just someone that, like, you're playing with on the side.
You, yeah, you don't take him outside. Benefit. You don't want to take him outside. You want people to see you outside.
Right. So he's texting you at 2 in the morning.
No.
It's no, like, you can text no, you. We're grown now. We text all day.
Okay.
We can text
housework. Okay, so like going. 11 p.m. Yeah. 11 a.m.
11 a.m. How are you?
No, okay. Why are you living in like the dark ages? Why are you like some sorted, like, no, okay,
thing
in the past?
Sneaky Link is not someone you can't go out with, but it's just like, I'm not going to like red carpet events with them.
Okay.
Introducing them to my family. But we go out
but
for lunch.
You know,
we just go out like in different corners
you
of the world.
You know what? I might probably
with
never.
No feels.
With no
even,
feels.
Even I mean, my yeah, nigga no may feels. Never put him on a red carpet. I think the next time I post a nigga, we'll be at like my wedding reception or something.
I think I'm also.
You're
that.
My kind of girl.
I'm
yes.
for that. I'm not doing it anymore. I left my whole previous relationship on Instagram, and it took me a very long time to erase every photo. So I'm not doing that.
Ooh, again. If there's one thing I'll do, no. I will erase. I will. People, oh no, but I need receipts from when he said this in 1995. I'm like, I don't care.
Archive.
I want that.
You don't need to delete. Archive.
I don't.
No,
want to get away from
no.
me.
That
nigga.
Means you're not done.
Yes.
Well,
people,
no, no,
people,
no.
I go back and look at the pictures and get. Why don't you want to get over? Why don't you want to heal your heart? Delete the pictures.
No
the
evidence.
Dick pics,
I'm a Virgo.
I'm also a Virgo, honey.
Oh, yes.
For the September, please. God is
same as Beyonce. Okay, we've had a moment.
We're not here for Beyonce. She's happily married. She's happily married.
Is she though?
Ooh,
lemonade.
Okay. I actually want to hear your point of view on keeping receipts. Does that mean you're not done? Like, what are we still doing?
No, I feel I keep everything. I keep screenshots. There's your truth, my truth, and my screenshot. I keep. I have everything archived.
Yes.
Okay. And in the cloud, my cloud is a terabyte. And well, if ever I. There's one thing about me. Mm-hmm. Never call me a liar. I will yeah. Don't ever call me a liar because I'll take all the screenshots out. It's just a habit that I have.
I just don't. If I see your photo come up, you know that iPhone does that memories thing.
Yeah.
Where like,
yeah.
I hate that so much. I get triggered. I don't want to see you.
So you
I
do that like also see you. Off your phone.
Off my phone. Off my social media.
The
off
iPhone
the cloud.
Is maybe. Me and Azan has blocked out. Who's emailing me kindly, please unblock me. Don't play with me. And he's not emailing me on email. You know when you say email, the account is a spam, so it goes to the spam account?
Yeah.
But don't play with me. I'll put you in the spam account.
I don't want
to
see you ever again.
And
there's no
I went
point.
On a, you see this thing of people getting my numbers and texting me?
Right.
So.
No, you giving your number. Don't act like they found it. You're just giving your number to everyone.
Okay.
If you want Tessa's number, go to Konka and
say,
I'll
give it to you.
And she'll give it to you.
I'll probably block
you the next
day.
The ladies as
well.
We'll be there and be like, this is how I hide behind this. I ask my friends to do it. So, I was there having lunch with a friend of mine about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, we were at the pretty one in Hyde Park.
Le Park.
No. The black one, the Asian.
Oh, call
is that one. So,
sexy.
I'm there.
Sexy, big budget. Who is this?
No, we were just girls.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Please, okay. Girls spend money like drug dealers. Don't play with us.
Come
that's
on.
The thing.
Ooh, when black girls go to lunch together,
I love it.
We spend
on bottles.
I love it.
We don't ask how much things cost. I want it. I
the only time we don't have money is when we have a man. Then the money is like, no,
oh my God,
I'm not spending.
Got it.
But when we go as just girls,
we go there, and then a friend of mine who's there, she starts laughing. She goes, "Hey, you're a problem." She shows me a text message. She goes, I just got a text message from somebody who saw us walking in the mall. And now they texted my friend to be like, there's a girl that's with your friend. I need you to find that girl for me. Who is she?
What?
Damn.
And then they paid for our lunch.
Okay.
And then, but we didn't know they paid for lunch.
Right.
We walked in at the bowl, and I got the bowls ready. So I'm like, okay. And then they're like, this guy invited you to his birthday dinner. And then my friend turned to me and she goes, listen here, I don't tell you what to do. There's a lot of things I don't tell you, but you must go to this dinner. I swear to God, even if you don't date this nigga, you just want a nigga like this in your corner.
Right.
Yeah. She was so adamant. I'm like, I'm intrigued as a mother. So I go there. I walk in. And
Where was the birthday? And Blockman. Also, is it a group or is it just you and him?
I thought there was about three of us. I walked into 12 men staring at me.
Okay.
Hey, what?
I was just the only gal.
What were you wearing, just for context?
I was wearing. Okay, look at this body.
Body, adi.
Kim K.
Yes.
Type of.
Yes.
Full length.
But what is about to fall now?
But was it?
Actually, the dress was the color of your. of your drink.
Was it the
full length?
Okay. Was it Kim K pre Kanye or post Kanye?
Yeah, Kim K Herve Leger or like
no, Kim K with Balenciaga. With the Balenciaga type
okay.
blue.
Okay.
What she wore with that type blue Balenciaga.
SNL vibe.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
So
okay.
Like
that. Okay.
So dinner's so good, whatever. His birthday, happy birthday. I bought him a drink. I bought him Dom to wish him happy birthday, whatever.
Oh, by the way, so this girl does roll with a big budget. She bought him a bottle of
Owens.
And
Shangong.
Little old me.
So okay, she comes back to
LA. She's going to buy you gifts.
I'm reading my love language, hey.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. By
and
the
I, was,
way.
I was coming from work, so I didn't have time to go get him anything. And also, I just met this man. I'll just grab what's in my liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Until I suss you out, sir. So I got a lunch. She's like, you're amazing. You look so good. There was even a table behind us where this lady came because my husband is so attracted to you. I was like, what's going on?
No, but own
what's
it.
Going
no,
on? No, I always ask, honey, I'm curious for you.
Yeah.
But obviously, you got to play a little shy. Oh my God, I'm coy.
Thank you.
So he's, I'm like, okay, cool. Dinner's over. I'm like, let me just grab an Uber. He goes, no, I've got a driver for you to take you home. I'm like, nice. Gets the car. There's actually two people driving me home. Both of them asked me for my number. And I'm like, no.
Okay, also, if two people are driving you home, I would be like, I'm being kidnapped. Like, what is the setup? So
yeah,
I'm like,
that
two
is,
people
yeah. What
why,
the...
why are you both here?
No, I think the one guy was like, he stayed, like, close to where I stayed.
Oh,
like,
so it was like an Uber pool?
Yes.
Got it.
In, like...
fancy car.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the status of you and him today?
Where I haven't... No, let me tell you. Two of his friends texted me then.
Oh my
because
God,
I don't
with
know.
The receipts. I love
this. Oh my
this.
God.
Hi, I'm Banban from Banban's dinner. It was nice meeting you here. Banban, we were sitting next to each other. I'm like, you all know I'm here for this nigga,
no,
though.
The thing is that don't give out my number until I've authorized.
No, but my thing is like,
and
is this like a test?
Directly.
Is this thing like a test where you guys are, because it's too weird. For
he
you,
gave the numbers, not
I,
you.
I don't know any of these guys.
Okay, no, that's
and it's
that's
almost
so
like a template. It must sound
I
like a template.
I automatically assume that you guys all sat down and said, okay, we are
right.
all going to try to reach out to this
at the
girl,
same time.
Yes, and see if she really likes you or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, sir, you're the one who checked me around in a mall.
Sir.
you should be, you are here getting interviewed.
Well,
you are here getting, you should be coming to impress me. So I'm like, I'm cute as shit. I don't know what weird shit y'all are on.
But actually, that's
and I just
nice.
Didn't
then you can
him.
Audition the crew.
No.
Sometimes
I don't,
it's so
I don't
sad
nobody.
When you literally get
the
to the
bachelor
crew.
With Tess.
Yeah. Oh, no.
When you meet
when
someone,
and
then
the
you
table,
meet his friends, and then
no,
he's
the
ugly
I,
one.
No, I got to the table, and I saw that he was...
He was the ugly one.
No. He was the king.
Oh, he was the hot one. Okay.
Because all of them were, it was his birthday. You saved us. You helped us with this. I'm like,
the
okay. Hot
man.
Okay,
but
he was
okay.
The hot
okay.
man. Yeah, right. So I'm like, yeah, definitely all been sent out to go do a job to try suss me out and honey.
But you don't owe loyalty before a date even.
But my thing is, y'all are all weird. So I don't even want to be near any of y'all because what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
Y'all are grown. And then the other one's like, I heard a rumor that you were there for me. There were only 12 people at the table. Who else could have started this rumor, you weirdo? And, like, you are definitely older than me, so what are you... You're obviously very bored in your life, because what are you
right.
doing?
Yeah.
I mean, also 12 men. That is a bit intimidating to walk into.
Why don't they have... Why don't any of them have a partner?
Yeah, or why aren't
they... Why aren't the other girls invited?
Yeah.
Well, I think there was a girl, but she was there, like, very briefly.
Well...
So, like, drop off her boyfriend or something.
Not memorable, apparently.
Yeah, why?
But, no. I don't have that situation of, oh, no, these are all people intimidating.
God.
I look like an angel.
Well, yes. For the listeners,
so,
if you see Tess now, she is... fucking hot.
I look like an angel.
You're fire.
That whole thing of, oh my gosh, aren't you intimidated? This person is this person.
Uh-huh.
I look like an angel. I'm literally going to say that.
I don't care.
I want to hear your weirdest, something like that. A story where you were just like, what the fuck actually happened?
I mean, I think I was drunk throughout the whole, like, this situation, but I met, so it was around Valentine's Day last year, just before, and this guy was on Grindr, and he messages me saying, great profile. I said, thank you. I like the oysters. He had oysters in his profile. So.
Okay. Trying to be rich.
Okay. So, you know, Negronis, oysters. Then he says, is it good enough to get a date with you tomorrow night? I was like, sure. So went for this date. Dated for 3 months. this motherfucker was homeless and an alcoholic.
Not a homos, a hobosexual.
He's both.
Did he tell you love you in the first 2 days?
Was he like sleeping over, trying to sleep over like date one?
Right, yes.
Or move in.
And he was like talking about adopting kids in like date three. Look, I was drunk throughout the whole thing, I feel. Like,
No. Me, I woke a nigga up at 5 a.m. and I found his bags in my house. I'm like, what are you doing?
Wow. Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
Because I just come from a girls' trip. Like, me and my friends went to Mauritius to a party. So I come back. I left him my house keys because he dropped me at the airport and he forgot his laptop at my house. So I'm like, no, it's fine. Just fetch it because you're obviously fetching me from the airport. I got back. This nigga had 2 suitcases in my house.
How did you know? But like, in your situation as well, how did you get rid of him? What was the catalyst to be like, this is now weird. It's not 6 years because it's 3 months.
So
that's a while.
It was 3 months, and like by month three, because it's, you always you say everyone by 3 months, 90 days. That's why.
No.
Or shorter, 3 dates. Mm-hmm. 3 dates. Yeah. So. And he was out the previous night and has not come to my home, come back to my home. And I was like, okay, this guy's, what the hell? The next morning, he arrives. He said, oh, you won't believe the night I had. Proceeds to pour himself a gin and tonic at 10 in the morning.
I've had one of those.
And I was like, okay. I'm going out for a meet. And I said, okay, wow. What are you going to do today? Mm-hmm. And he sits on my couch and says, fuck all. And turns on to watch YouTube videos. I go to a meeting and I come back and I said, so this is not working out. And I think, yeah, I'm going to need my key back. And
you had a key for him.
Well, no, just it was. No.
The time to get married and like.
No. It was for him to get in and out when he was out. It wasn't like to keep. Okay. You know, it wasn't for him to keep.
It's special.
Like, it's all your thing.
It's my thing, okay. Yes. And then, yeah, then he left that afternoon, and I didn't see him for about 2 weeks, and his stuff was still there, and I was like, so
do you want me to like drop it off somewhere?
No, like,
where am I going to drop it off? Because he doesn't have a residence.
Meet me outside.
I asked my friends, should I drop it off? Should I burn it? Should I sell it? Should I leave it at security? Or what's the story? Then, you know, out of the blue, then he sends me a text after 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, cool. And he says, let's meet up for lunch. I said, you're paying. And then I took all his stuff to the restaurant and left it there. So, and that,
what is the story?
No, this nigga, I woke up at 5 a.m. as I get in my house.
Guys, I've been
like,
can I shower? I'm like, no, get
I don't
house
even
right
let
now
boys know I have a place
no,
to
that's
visit.
No, that's
like,
why
you're not coming to
after
my
that, after that, I've never let a boy into my house.
I don't, fuck buddies.
Where
no,
do you stay? No,
no, I'm going to come to yours at least.
Oh, you go, you travel?
I travel. I travel light. And I get the fuck out when I need to. Because I like the fact that I can leave when I want to.
Yes.
I'm kind of on the, like, I don't know what it's called, but on the cusp of like people pleasing, so it's very difficult for me to hurt somebody's feelings or like kick them out or, you know, things like that. Like, it's very difficult,
and
even if I'm uncomfortable.
Like,
you need to be a gay man. A gay man is very easy. We like, once you've come, then you can go. Come and go.
I'll feed you and all that stuff.
I definitely won't fucking feed you because, like, if it's one night stand, I mean,
I'll never bring a one night stand to my house. I don't actually do one night stands.
Same, but I do sneaky links, and that's kind of the same as thing,
but
it's like long.
So
every time I'm not in a relationship, like, I play with him because, like,
you're in a relationship, but you're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, he knows where all the buttons are. Do you know how much work it is to teach a man how to fuck you and to make you come?
Yeah.
Once you've taught a man how to fuck you and make you come, oh my God.
It's personal to sleep with someone new. Like, I'm one of those people, like,
I don't like new penises.
You're in my space, literally, in my body, in my. It's a lot. Like,
I'm not a fan of new penises. I don't even like the fact that I'm attracted to men at all.
Yeah, well,
that's all
about
new.
But I would rather just not say anything and kind of just text my friends and be like, oh my God, he's still here, and I don't know what to say. So that's, I'm awkward.
I have one of those.
I'm awkward.
But I was like, okay, so this is done now. yeah, once Soldier, Beyonce's, Disney's child is finished playing, you can leave now. Thanks.
It wasn't even somebody that we were sleeping with. No. My friend had had a party at her house. Yeah. And it just drifted into the night, into the early morning. So, like, people were, like, spread on the couch. And at some point, there was only, like, one guy left past us. Uh-uh.
No, that no. person I can tell took a golf. That's the
funny thing. He was our medicine man.
Yeah.
So, okay. We were like, we've known this nigga for years. It's cool.
But he wasn't inside you, though.
No. So the next morning, when we leave the bedroom and we go into the lounge, nigga was still there. We're like, oh snap! We thought that he just when we said goodnight and everyone was by, and we thought that he'd also, you know, bounce. So,
you know what is?
We had to get dressed and take the and pretend we're leaving.
Yes, you gotta be.
Guys, you can just for that kind of person, you can literally say, "Dog, it's time to go." Like,
or but the thing, it wasn't my house. It wasn't my house, so I couldn't be the forefront of the fight. And my friend was very shy. So
that
no,
you
I don't
needed to be if your friend is shy.
Now, would you say that to a guy that you've slept with?
No,
and say, let's get dressed. Oh, I've got to get ready for. Da, da, da.
I would rather lie like yeah. that and be like, oh my goodness, I've actually got lunch with my mom.
Yeah.
And start literally doing makeup.
Me doing
makeup on my couch. Me I'll do makeup so and sit on my couch.
Glam.
Lay my wig.
No, I'm like, as soon as he leaves. I'm going to go with my mom. I don't have to do a full face. I even wear a tracksuit.
Well, people know me. When I leave my house, unless it's like to the garage.
That's
or
why
just
I put on
working.
The makeup because I was like, I don't want to like come to you and like not take your
effort. I don't make up for a radio thing is not a thing. But anyway, guys, I wanted to quickly segue. It's not really segueing, so I'm just starting a new topic. But Tessa and Tools have both had dalliances with the Caucasian.
King of Caucasian.
My Asian.
And I've never.
I broke my virginity. It's Wabua.
I've just never.
I brought my virginity to Wabua.
Why?
All of my virginity to Wabua.
Why? I know this is going to sound, and it might trend for whatever reason. You know when you can see somebody's good looking, but you're not like attracted to them? Like, I can be like, oh, Brad Pitt ticks the boxes of like human attractiveness.
Yes, I understand
but, like,
what you're saying.
And then you have people like Ashton Kutcher. But I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop with white people sometimes. Like, if I'm just waiting for you to be racist.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to say something problematic. Yeah. I'm waiting for you to like...
Like Brad Pitt's with those, with the housing.
Like there's always something. Even the guys you love the most.
So no
your
matter...
friends from high school, there's always a moment with me where I've been disappointed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deal with that in a romantic situation.
Yeah, so no matter what he looks like and no matter where, you know, he can be beautiful. But the problem here
the problem is, I'm waiting for that
shoe
to drop.
That conversation.
I think with him, the reason why it like worked so well, because obviously we're in Cape Town, so I think the dynamic would be a bit different. And I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only white people he knew were his family. He's strictly only hung out with
like
black
people. Oh, really?
I also don't want a wigger.
But the thing is,
I don't want
one of those. No. He was never a wigger. He'd be the one. Guys, go to fiction. He was,
okay.
But he just preferred the company of black guys.
Because I'm like, if I want to date a white guy,
and
be
white. And we worked in a restaurant. together.
Did he have a black scent?
See,
no,
that's the thing I hate so much.
Imagine
everything about him was
gonna say
white,
a celebrity's name.
Besides the people that he hung out with, and besides the way he smelled, and his cleanliness.
You see now,
that thing was always.
You see, that's the other thing.
Washing,
well, Ashton Kutcher, where they say they only shower once a week.
That's my thing.
I knew that the black people really rubbed off on you. Hey, because you shower twice a day. Even when you go surfing, you still go home and you shower. No, he was a white surfer boy, the full on.
Right.
Drove a beach buggy with the whole.
Come on, beach buggy.
Had a Prince Albert on his schlong.
Excuse me.
All of my firsts. I even had a. sorry.
Are you getting shy?
No, I was about to say something on the internet.
Is it still there?
No, I don't have a piercing anymore. But he was one of the reasons I encouraged it. Like, him and I played with each other on and off for like 7 years. And first female experience with a guy was with him. So many of my sexual firsts were with him. And every time you were guaranteed a nut. Every single time. And do you know how a rarity that is, my boy?
For women, I heard your first podcast. That's what you spoke.
Somebody
all the questions.
If we're having sex six times a week, you must know that as a girl, you may only come twice or three times.
That is horrible.
That's why you need to fuck somebody consistently. That's why one night stands make no sense to you. Because you
know he's going to know how your body is.
Yeah, you can teach someone something. Because everybody might be good with Tessa. Someone might be good with her and be horrible with his girlfriend.
Yep.
So I need you to learn me, because you might like boob play or nipple play or whatever.
Right.
And I hate that shit. Like, it's not a thing for me. It's like, enjoy it because they're there. But like,
are you verbal in the bedroom? Would you say?
I'm verbal as in, like, I, for instance, I'll moan if I like it, or I'll be like, yeah, I like that, or deeper. Or, like, I'll give, I won't be like, Thomas, stop. This is not okay. What I need to do.
Okay, I made some tackle.
Are you like, higher? Ooh, yeah,
like,
deeper.
Yeah,
like that kind of thing. It's not critical.
But also, I'd be like, I don't know what you're doing.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
No. Like, when there was a guy who was going down on me, but you know, like, when they're doing like a cat. Okay, you don't have a pussy, so you don't. Like, when it's like a cat. You know what I'm talking about? When I say, like, it's a cat. It's
little light touches that don't make sense.
You're irritating me. I'm going to kick you in the mouth. And I'm just like, just get away from my pussy.
I mean, I'll say it.
Just
be
scared
of it.
No. This is off the multiple. This is after multiple times of trying to be very nice about it, and him constantly insisting on going down on me because I'm so good at it. No, you are not.
Okay. Now, wait. We pivoted. Whoa, stop the bus.
We were.
Whoa. Tulsi?
Yes.
I can't believe we were on white men. That's how those conversations started. Now we're talking about that is going down on white guys. What is your take on the date? Would you?
I mean, like, I am like Janet Jackson. White skin, dark skin, my Asian persuasion. I got them all.
That's so why these girls just be hating. Because I'm sexy.
Do you like my style?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have my track record is like 80% white, guys. So slide into my DMs. I'm attracted to guys.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
Oh, really, guys?
Oh, you mean a man? A rich man?
A manly man?
My explore page is just filled with, like, guys that look like clouds, like fucking muscle Marys. Like, it's embarrassing.
I love a daddy.
I wouldn't mind a super tall, bald, tattooed up.
You might as well be talking about doors. It's just
But you know what? For me, like, if you're a white guy and I say I have to be attracted to you,
right?
You must be top of the. You must be the king.
Henry Cavill.
Like that guy.
You know Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, a mix man.
You must be not. Kyle, blonde, black.
No, we want a tall, dark, blonde. This is the problem with the white guy for me.
The last time I had a crush, and it was a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, it was actually on a white guy. Tennis dad. Chronicles, all these things. Does this man not come? He was so hot, guys. He was so hot. He was like maybe 42 looking.
Right.
Looks like he played sports since high school, like tennis. Mm-hmm. He's consistently kept up with it into his 40s.
Come on.
There's also, he's got a more blonde appearance, so that's why it was surprising to me, but like, just hot.
Yeah.
Does this man not come on day 3 or 4 after he chats to me every time? He's like, I like the way you swing. We should play one day. Like, we're actually like kind of flirting. And I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Am I flirting? Like, what? This is my second experience in life. But then, day 5, he comes to tennis and he starts speaking what sounds like Spanagalo to the tennis coaches.
Oh, excuse me?
And he's like, Spanagalo. And I was like, oh,
whoa.
You did it.
You see, the minute I fucking drop my guard,
there you go.
Proving me right. So I was like, okay.
There he goes walking over to Liz. No, Gary. Immediately no.
So that's why I was like, okay, back to my.
But also, you spoke about this in one of your Instagram lives when Convos and Cocktails was still on Instagram Live about even something like hair, and when you haven't
taken off the wig. For the first time in front of a white guy, there's things that sound like trauma to me, and I don't want to experience that level of trauma.
I'm so comfortable in myself. I do not care. I really don't.
In front of anybody.
Things that black guys know.
I'm the kind of girl that can walk into Sandton City with her cornrows. I'm fine.
I know for sure.
But there's girls who would rather put on a sword
than
do that.
But also, the level of kempness.
Obviously I'm cute.
Four weeks later.
But I'm not here with the full face or worried about what this nigga's gonna see me or whatever. I moved to Cape Town when I was like 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
from
there.
Where are you from?
I'm from Swaziland.
Okay.
I was in Joburg.
Welcome.
For like 2 years. I was in Joburg for like 2 years. And then I moved to Cape Town. So I feel like I honed most of my personality there.
Yeah.
And I think I moved to Joburg just as I hit 22. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From October to February, it's model season in Cape Town.
Yeah.
The most beautiful people of the world descend on your city. So you better be comfortable about yourself in every sort of aspect because the people that are around you all the time are not just pretty. These women and men are now well traveled. They know so
from
much
all
stuff.
Over the world.
You better hone your personality. You better hone your brain. You better be comfortable, really, really comfortable in yourself. Because in our world, rejection is the biggest thing that we face all the time.
Yeah.
So every time you gotta look at yourself in the mirror, no makeup, no filter, no nothing, and be like, shit, this is the baddest bitch goddamn made.
Yes.
If you're a white guy and okay, sharp, like, what do you think was underneath here, dog?
Yeah.
What did you think was underneath here now? Yeah, bro.
Yeah. And how many, like, what is your ratio in terms of?
Oh, no, I love me some black boys. Dark skin, medium handsome.
Not about to masturbate on air. Remember, it all continues over on the socials at @Lesotho_Tlhabi. Now let's get back into Convos and Cocktails. The other thing for me, I think, with the white guy thing on a serious level is like that level of trauma. Because in high school, I remember, so I went to a primary school in Joburg, very mixed, very, everybody was dating. I think one of my first little boyfriends was white or whatever. Yeah. And then I got to high school that was very separate, and people used to bully girls, like black girls, for kissing white guys. They would literally bully their own friends, their white friends, for kissing a black guy. Like, there was one girl who kissed a black guy, and then they said, since you want to be black, go hang out with the black girls. And she was punished to come sit with us for a few weeks because, you know, she dared to kiss a black guy. So
how old were you at this time?
I think it was like grade 10 or 11, I don't know, 15, 16.
That is wild.
That was my entire experience at the school in KZN. So it was very different from my Joburg experience.
Sure.
And I think there I learned, like, yo, definitely, these people, like, and they were friends, like, good friends of mine. People whose homes I'd been into, people whose parents I knew, people who'd been to my home. So I think the knowledge, sort of the awakening of, like, yo, these people can be your friend, they can be your whatever, they can love you, they can say all these things, but actually, the penny always drops.
Always.
And there's these secret feelings and things that they're harboring that they don't tell you about.
Mm.
And it comes out in these ways where, and I think I'm really sensitive to microaggressions, especially with the work I do. So sometimes I can see my other friends either don't hear it or just don't care to really react. For me, it goes very deep. Like, I'm hearing something like, oh, you speak so well, from like now my future boyfriend's mom, would end everything for me. While other people would be like, oh, look, it's problematic, but like, it's okay.
Try being black and gay in those kind of spaces.
Also, the gay world super racist? Like, I've seen on like Grindr, like,
absolutely,
no blacks, no Chinese.
Yeah. No blacks, no femmes, no rice, no spice.
That's insane. No Indians, no Chinese people.
And I've been like,
so how do you deal with it if you prefer, oh well, you've dated more white guys, and then is there not something that you deal with that's
there's been blatant racism on the apps, and I don't stand for it.
Never been on a date again.
Well, you don't need to. Look at you. But you see, and it's so fucked up in terms of like how the app doesn't even like allows that kind of shit to happen. But sure, yeah. But I keep it moving. I keep it moving, and it's not like, you're racist, and I'm not going to deal with you, you know, sort of thing, you know?
Me, first of all, if you
guys,
tell me...
Sorry, before we continue, we have to take a little break. And also, baby girl is bringing in some more drinks.
Yeah!
Yay! Drinks!
Always have good drink.
Not me, with the pressure of opening a Moet Live and Jive. Okay.
Tilt it.
Just hold the bottom.
I'm not actually good at... I won't let it...
There we go.
Yes, queen!
Okay.
That's what he said.
Premature.
Ejax.
So in front of us is a bottle of... Oh, no, they're not
sponsoring the show. I fucking have said their name like six times. Yeah. A bottle of unknown champagne.
Me, the minute you tell me I speak good English, I automatically tell you, oh, I'm from Swaziland. We actually speak Queen Elizabeth's English. That's what's taught in the schools. So I'll obviously speak their English than you, doll. And also, I only learned English at like 6, 7.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I didn't speak English for a very long time.
Have you had
failed grade one because I didn't speak English.
Have you had any, like, racist moments?
I think... I don't know if it's because I'm light-skinned, so they don't know where to put me.
Oh, right.
I don't know if it's the energy that I have, but people know.
I think it's because you look mixed.
Yeah.
I think people know that it's going to be combative if they come funny to me with those type of things. I don't have an energy.
Yeah, you're a firecracker. Let's
just... I think for me it's like... maybe the fact
high
of like
high school, the colored girls black. Didn't know how to treat me. The Xhosa girls didn't know how to treat me because I look like them, but I don't sound like them. And I speak Swati when they want me to speak Xhosa. And the colored girls like, well, you look like us, but your hair is so ugly. And why is your mouth so big?
Wow.
Okay. First of all,
cheers.
Cheers.
Glass of bubbly.
I think I experience racism from more colored people than from the white people.
So much better than the Negroni.
Please.
So sorry. Okay, guys, where to from here? Like, I don't want to talk about all the things on one episode because, like I said, this for me, I want to happen on a regular basis. I'm not sure if it's going to be once a season or once every whatever, but I do want to have our conversation because I just think it's really been honest, it's really been open. We went funny, we went deep, we went around the world. But where to from here? What are you like? You said you've never been on apps, so how are you actively looking? Or are you
actively
looking?
No. Do you know how I actively look?
With
I go outside, anywhere outside, you just go there.
Okay, do you not find that people are intimidated by what you do? Is that not like a factor for you that, like,
oh, what
famous?
Do you do? You kiss people for a living. If that's what you want to do,
that is so stupid.
I'm like, that's what you want to do.
That is
obviously,
so dumb.
Obviously, you and I are not going to gel well at all.
Yeah, no, that is a no.
So let's leave that. The same concept of people when you ask me, oh, my nails are short now because of my character that I just finished. But normally I have like long nails. Oh, like how do you wipe your bum? How do you? Automatically the fact that you think because I have long nails, I don't know how to live
be
a life.
Human.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, you stupid person.
We need you. Are you dating? Let's
I don't think I haven't been dating since I was like 19 years old. If I'll be in a relationship, I'm a relationship girl. I love relationships. But I have a last relationship. Ended September last year.
Oh.
He thinks it ended November, but I ended it in September.
I mean, what's the point of the dates anyway?
Yeah, it's done.
So I have been going on dates.
Okay.
So there'll be stories there.
Always. What are you looking for?
Mm.
Okay. What is your type?
As I've grown up physically, I do not have a type. I used to be very much about overly good-looking boys.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gorginas. What did you call
Gorginas.
Them? Gorginas. The Gorginas.
Now, I think I love a... I really like a medium handsome guy. I've moved more... I think I like more darker-skinned guys. You have to be accomplished. You have to do very well in your career. You have to have money.
Yeah.
You have to have lots of money. Like, I'm being very honest and blatant and blunt about that. You have to know who you are. You have to have gone through experiences in life. Like, I don't need... a 35-year-old man who wants to be in the club every weekend. I need you to also not to be excited by like too many things and like every time anybody gives you attention, I'm just so excited. Like, please, I was high now. Like,
also be
very, very, very confident in yourself because listen here. When the boys see you with me, they're going to fight you for your life.
Oh, my God.
So you better know yourself. 100%. You better trust yourself. Because if I'm your girl...
That's a big thing,
though. No, because if I'm your girl, and we've decided, and I've decided, okay, this is my man, trust me in that.
Yeah.
Trust me in that. Because the boys are going to try to play
you. Have you ever cheated?
I tell you when I cheat.
Okay.
So you do cheat.
Yes.
You're just honest about it.
The one from high school that I showed you, I cheated on him. I broke his best friend's virginity.
Okay. When is the last time you cheated on someone?
The one that thought we broke up in November and I broke up with him in September.
Oh, so the timeline.
No, he wouldn't. I told him I'm done with him and he just would not take
it. So you only cheated after you broke up in your head.
Oh,
so
I didn't
wasn't really
cheat. I was going on dates. I didn't sleep with anybody.
Okay.
But for me to even go on dates and to entertain people.
You must be single.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and his two bags are still there.
Somebody, one of the people who took me on a date got me this birthday present.
Come on.
I mean, okay, Tulsi, what is your, are you on the apps? Are you actively looking? Is there someone you're talking to? Where are we?
It's been a dry spell, I won't lie. However, I think that for the next one, I need to go on a couple of dates and report back.
Even the people you don't even like that much, just go.
I think so too. Yeah. I should not be such a stuck-up bitch on the apps.
No, be a stuck-up bitch.
I mean, a little bit, but also just go.
Right. Yeah. Don't just... It's that's how you're going to end up with homosexuals.
Don't fall in love with them. Just go on a date and then...
Now it's in love. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, but also they must... Whoever initiates the dates must be like, okay, I want to go on a date at this time, at this place, meet you there, because that also shows initiative on their end.
Yes.
But my flounderers, okay.
I hate
Go do that with your friends, my
girl. Also, when am I going to see you?
Yeah.
No. Open your eyes and go on Google.
Yes.
Because that's when you can see me.
Okay.
If you want to go on a date, then ask properly and set a time and place.
Yes.
Or people, I'm crying for you. Dog, I don't understand this language. I thought you meant you were sad.
Crying for you.
What is your type? What is... So, who is listening?
Why do I think Putin is your type? I'm sorry.
Putin?
You, no.
Vladimir Putin?
No, gross.
No, he was like, he's like, oh, daddy. That's why.
I have varied types, and in the gay world, they are always animals. We classify... otters and bears and all of that. So, my track record is definitely white, dark-haired, bigger men.
Okay, bigger muscular or bigger like that dad bod?
Like dad bod. Okay. Like, yeah, that's been my track record. But my aesthetic, what I love to look at and, you know, that pound me daddy, is looking like a cloud. If he looks like a cloud and he gyms like he's protein all in his cupboard, then
like
sure.
Like his name is probably Chad.
Yeah.
And
oh, no, yes. Okay. Fuck me, Chad.
I don't know when was the last time I made him some abs. Chiseled abs.
I don't like that muscle type.
I
can't stand a chiseled.
I love it.
And for me, you're
not dad bod either,
no,
but
me,
I need you to be in between
for me,
somewhere.
I want your personality to dominate me more than your body dominates me. Like,
now,
I can forgive your body.
Now,
I can forgive your body
go.
If your personality dominates the hell out of me.
I don't do younger guys.
Oh,
me but
he crushed me, I think, in at 22.
Really?
No.
That's a
child. It's nice to look at, to play into. I can't.
But not
what are we
going
to even talk about?
What
would
we talk about?
10-year difference.
You're still in varsity.
Okay, I think I'm exaggerating when I say 22. I think it's like 28. But you're basically 20.
No, that's very different.
Yeah.
For me, I don't want to date somebody younger than 30.
No.
I mean, so I'm 33. So younger, okay, fine. But the limit is 30 for me. Like, don't tell me about my 2001. I was born. That's insane to me. Actually, after 92 for me.
What is
it?
IDs
like,
00. What? No. No. Show
even
your
like
ID.
Like a 98.
Like,
oh,
it's
no.
Like a barcode. Please.
Yeah, Brenna Boy just released a new song that has a Tony sample.
Yeah.
So the song is playing, but it's the first time I'm listening to it. I'm listening with a friend of mine.
Okay.
I think he's like 24, 25.
Yeah.
So we're driving off to lunch. I'm like, he's like, oh, this Burna song. So me, I'm hearing the sample. I'm like, oh my God, Burna. I'm like, how much money does Burna have?
You should be sampling.
Not even just a Miss Tony and Mr. Babyface. Like, come on. I guess it's a dog child.
Yes,
I was a man enough.
So, here,
so then I'm like, do you know who the sample is? And he goes, I don't know. I'm like,
No.
But then when I played him the song, he goes, oh, I do know the song.
Okay, good.
But that's another reason why white guys don't work for me.
No, he was a black
guy. No, I know. But I'm talking about, like, it's the age thing.
Oh, do you remember?
The reference.
Cultures.
What are you doing at 7 p.m.
For me, like, that's another thing. I don't want to have to over-explain everything.
No.
I don't want to explain Tony Braxton. I don't want to explain Martin Lawrence. Like,
Moesha,
just having conversations.
Sister,
because if you are American or you're Nigerian.
If you're a white man, you must just know that this man has swept me off my feet in a way that is completely out of my range.
He has to be
If I'm with any man, and it's even posted anywhere near my socials, you know that I'm fucking living.
Like that girl who got a tattoo of her boyfriend's name, she's 18. It was on Twitter yesterday or today. And I think his name is Gabriello. And it's huge across her chest.
Marcelo.
And I was like, that's how in love I want to be.
Do you know what she's going to cost her? So
she would just name her child Cabello. When she has a child, she'll just name him that.
Not me naming my child after my ex.
You have no other choice.
Shit.
Nick Cannon did make Mariah.
You have no choice. Exactly.
Yeah, what a mess that was.
Rob Kardashian and Adrian have each other's, had each other's names. It's removable, but if it's not, you got to name your child. Name your child. Then you've got to have a baby named Cabello.
But there's so many cultural things. There's so many cultural things that people, you know, just you get it if you're black.
Guys, yeah. My mom's a whole sangoma. Imagine now having to explain this to a whole white person. Oh, wow. Listen, he has twice.
Yeah.
So she's a doctor. But like, babe, she's like a traditional doctor.
And herbs on the ground.
Like, also,
no, not like a surgeon. Not like a surgeon.
The Will Smith and Chris Rock thing. That was a black fight, a black family fight. We don't need white people chiming
in. Even when on Thanksgiving, like, when they have jokes and they're like, Thanksgiving be like, we don't have Thanksgiving here, but we know what it's going to be looks like. Yes. We know when that cousin gets the plate. Mm-hmm. We know the auntie with the big fingers and the gold ring.
That's why we all say it's almost like we're all raised in the same house.
Exactly.
Right.
All over
the world. Yes. Oh, the black
love
person is
that.
A black person. Yes. Not a black person. We all know that shoe in the middle of your back.
Oh,
exactly.
Exactly.
No matter where in the world you are, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's
the
what
minute,
I love.
The minute a parent, a mother, pushes a baby out of her body, her motor skills just become... You're like, dog, when did you even grab that belt? Where did this come from?
What the Avengers is going on?
I love that thing of being able to like just be
you
like,
just
babe,
get
we get
it.
You just get it. I have to explain. I look at my crazy aunt doing something and I can just look at him and he's like, I get it.
Right.
Anyway, my tap, since no one wanna fucking ask me.
We were getting there.
Who do you like, baby?
I think my type, so my type doesn't match who I want to marry. Because my type is very much
okay,
I could say Burna Boy is my type, but I don't fucking think he's a husband. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's going to be home. And, like,
I don't think he's going to get a boyfriend material.
Yeah, he's definitely I'll be crying every
sneaky
day.
Link there.
So I think my type and my marriage material, but anyway, for some fucking reason, I'm attracted to men in corporate. I don't want a creative. I don't
want
a
creative.
I don't
either.
Want anything
be
creative.
Be a businessman, baby, please.
Just be corporate and opposite of me.
Is it the power?
Just, I think the niggas in creative that I've met think they are made from God.
Yeah.
I mean, you also get bankers like that, obviously, and shit like that. But like, whenever a guy
and
is good at something in the creative industry, that's the thing. Now we're both at the end of the month chasing invoices.
Do you know how stressful
invoices are? But I just like, I don't like the idea of like all the guys I've met in creative industries who are good at what they do. Think they should go. It is. I've never met someone.
And also,
normal.
I don't like a nigga who's always in the streets. Like, just sit down.
Yeah, then you must be at this event and hosting and social media and no, just
that's
be quiet.
Why my, that's why my
I
crush,
like a quiet
that's
nigga.
One, okay, I've got like three crushes.
Okay,
one of them, the 28 year old,
the child.
He lives down Ipen.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Just, I'm almost there. But silent, but not quiet. You know those ones who don't make noise when you're out. They just
your marriage.
Daddy's sitting in a corner
type.
Having what a drink.
Yeah, my man.
Daddy's sitting in a corner having a drink while
he's having
you're
you
dancing
puttering and
yes.
dancing around and making noise, and he's just like, "That's my girl.
Yes.
She's crazy, and I love her, and whatever."
We have the same marriage type.
Also successful as fuck, ambitious.
I think that's financial.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Except the white thing or whatever. But
not God, I don't want to put limitations on you.
God,
the nigga
my limitation
to my heart.
Me too.
The nigga was gonna sing to my heart.
Me too. And
agreed.
I can't
be racist, please. But also, my grandfather's a white German man.
Right.
Well, there we go. My grandfather, black as hell. Anyway, and so hardworking, also moneyed, but also doesn't take themselves too seriously because what I've described sounds like somebody who's gonna be like. Just too serious. I want you to be able to, like, if it's Halloween or it's a dress-up party, you're willing to play ball with me.
Yeah, twinning.
I'm silly 90% of the time that I'm not talking about politics. I need you to be a fool.
A fool.
Yeah, but
you know what?
Not everybody's fool.
My fool. Yeah.
Everybody else must be
I want his mom to look at me and she's like, how did you get this nigga to dress up for Halloween?
Exactly.
And this thing must be like, I'm... being a fool,
but you know,
for you.
I don't want to walk into a party and everyone's like, "Hey, hey!"
And even then, you'll be like, "We are Joker and you're Harley Quinn. I wear suits and put a green stripe."
No, I want him to take it seriously. Get involved.
I'm
gonna
be corny. You know who that is. That's one of your friends.
My friend.
No, it's a friend.
Oh.
He's your friend. He's gonna be.
No, yes, but I want him to also
be your bestie.
And I, exactly.
Yes, but why don't you want to be married to your best friend?
The sexual intimacy and the sexual chemistry must be off the fucking charts.
When you walk into the room, I want electricity.
Like, you hear me? Pin me up against the wall. I'm going to do it.
So let me just get my
officiating. But I do want my best friend.
Officiating license, because you guys are going to get married.
Please.
I don't. Yeah, this is not going to happen for me. I'm going to be running this podcast alone.
No, when y'all are married.
Oh, guys, marriage has changed me so much.
Oh my god.
I'm a husband girl. Yeah. When I'm in a relationship, I will.
Are you?
I will leave you guys at the club, like in one hour to go see my boyfriend. Like, girl, down my champagne and bazounce. I believe in Ndota. As much as they can suck sometimes.
What hurts me is that we will walk out that club and leave that nigga. I've walked into a club with my friends, like, I think it was about six of them. All of them said, "We're all here that we want to be here with." And everyone's like, "Yeah, boy, we all." All of the men switched, put their phones on flight mode. All of them.
Oh, wow. I want my man to not be in Konka. That's the thing. But I have friends who I'm like, "Girl, go. If your phone is ringing and your man is like, please go. Don't worry. Yes. I'm here with whoever, or we'll do this again next week. It's not the end of the world. Like, because I believe in love.
We're not going to do this again next week because we're tired. But we will have friends.
We have to understand we're adults now. Like, and we have people who take this personally, I'm just like, whatever.
Friends who don't check on you, did you check on them?
Yeah, exactly. And also, bitch, like, you're fine. If you're not, call me.
And we're in our 30s. Like, like, come on.
We've got too much going on.
Life is rocking me. Is life not rocking you? Because we're just trying to get it together.
And then we just came out of a pandemic, and then people are posting these, like,
Panasonic.
These passive aggressive, if they didn't check on you during, I'm like, ooh,
dude, I lost 13 family members in COVID. Did you not check on me?
That's
every week was like meltdown. The point where you can't even cry.
Yeah.
Where you
and it's like grandmothers. It's like aunts. It's like people
close.
Like, we just buried my grandmother 2 weeks ago.
I'm so sorry.
And then we buried black people, we have four grandmothers. So it's my mother's mother who passed, my father's mother who passed, and now my grandfather's sister.
All to COVID?
Like my grandmother.
Or different
cancer.
Okay.
I don't know why she was.
Yeah, okay.
COVID.
Were they married?
No. Well, my grandfather
comes
was
from a long line of
my grandmother was married, but then when my grandfather passed away, she like dated and stuff like that, but she never got remarried.
She dated after?
After my grandfather passed away.
That is very modern.
She dated afterwards.
Okay.
But
was she
never
old?
Got married. No. My grandfather died when my mom was like 7.
Okay.
No. And though my family is very much dominated by women. Okay. And women who aren't married, you got pregnant, you decided that you want to do it. Okay, me, I've got a child, I've got to take care of them, so that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So even the boys at home, they're very protective and very like, put all the girls underneath their thumb, because there's not a lot of the boys.
Mm.
So they're very, when it comes to girls.
Okay.
Like my uncle Monday, Jesus Christ, when we had Nairobi after the funeral, come stay at my cousin's house so that all cousins can hang out together.
Yeah.
For 2 days, we had to beg. We're like, "Dog, she's coming to the cousins. She's 17. We're not taking her to taboo. We're just going to be chilling in the house."
Yeah.
But we all, we've all been at that point with him. So he's always been like the father
figure-ish
of like the younger girls and stuff like that. Because it's very female dominance. I think that's also why I'm such a dominant person. Because I watch these women move mountains.
Yeah.
I watch my mother take me to private schools. Take me to, I didn't even know how. I was like, "Did you sell a kidney, girl?"
Only fans, 1984.
Because I don't know how you did it. Because I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
She did it.
I mean, they gonna stay doing it. Anyway, I do hope to report back. I'm actually on this dating app now. It's the worst thing of my life. I hate it so much.
What is it?
It's called Raya, and it just makes no fucking sense.
We'll talk about this in the next one.
I've
been on it.
I hate it.
It's a money making scheme.
I know nothing.
You need to be honest.
You will talk to you about it. It's just stupid. It makes no fucking
sense. Men already are too
much.
But
my DMs are open.
Same.
I've met people on Instagram more than I've met them on apps. Actually, Instagram is my dating app, personally, because I get DMs and then I literally go on dates with, like,
I don't want to say randoms, but
because I don't like industry people.
Well, there are random people that you
I don't know when
you're
like randoms
and I don't know them.
I don't
like
that. Hit on my Instagram. Like, you hit on my Instagram,
but I can see your pictures. I can see your page. I can see if you have kids. I think Instagram is the best dating app.
Yeah.
It is.
I want to talk about like what you posted now. I want to see, let's go back.
Back.
Scroll.
Way back in
so that I can see what you're Absolutely. About. What do you like to do? Who are your friends? I actually think Instagram is
meant to you choose always ask me for numbers. So me, I always send like my account number because
I'm definitely not going to do numbers.
I
literally got
numbers.
Offered money the other day. I was. I don't know how to do it.
20K.
I don't know how to do it. I just don't know how to do it.
He sent me screen grabs of withdrawal things.
Okay.
So he sent me a screen grab of the Standard Bank 5,000.
Yeah.
And I just went to Standard Bank and I.
Oh, like the e-wallet. Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Someone literally just sent you a thing and said, what's your number? You
but then what?
No. He sent it on Instagram. So he sent the money to his number.
Okay.
And then I just went to type in his number and the code that was there.
So you stole?
No. Okay, let's say I sent money to himself.
He sent an e-wallet to himself.
Okay.
So he sent me one over like...
All the pins were different.
What I'm saying is, how did he...
Oh, right.
He just came to you and said, I want to send you money.
He's always saying, you're so pretty, you're so nice. And I thought at lunch, like, can I pay for your lunch? I said, yeah, sure. I always say, yeah, sure.
So what?
I always say, yeah, sure.
Isn't there anything?
No, they always run away.
I don't feel like
so that's how I stop them.
No, it's because I just don't know how.
And then this one,
I need to start.
And this one was like, oh, I want to give you money.
I think things are for free, though.
I'm too untrusting of people.
No, nothing's for free. Nothing's for free at all. But let me tell you something. I was in a serious relationship for like the past like 3-4 years with a very, very intense guy. My friends disliked him very much. He was not a good person to me. I will be very honest with that. I changed a lot of myself. I came outside of myself. I was very unhappy. And I was always like to God, I just need to leave. I need to leave. And then I left. And then this guy said, you're so pretty, whatever. Can I buy you lunch? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he sent me all of that money. I swear to God, it was God telling me, just leave. I'll take care of you.
Speaking of leaving, this was the end of the podcast.
On a summerish
on that note, we do have to call it now.
Yes.
But like we said, we're going to start with Raya next time.
Yes.
I want you guys to come
with the house. Dating apps. Because it seems like me and you have quite a lot of experience.
I'm bringing a notepad.
You must just join an app. The homework. Join an app.
Well, no, she can join Raya because it's a celebrity app.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Dating apps, we'll talk about next time. And also, guys, let us know what you want us to discuss. If you have any questions for the panel.
Or you want to take me out for a date.
If you want to take any of us out, we're all three single and willing to mingle.
Are you very successful and have lots of money?
You've said your list.
That's true.
Guys, just say your social media handle so people can follow you.
Tessa Twala.
I am Yes, It's Me Tools, TOOLZ on all platforms.
Oh, and that's such a radio voice. All right, guys, I am Lesego _ Clabby. As always, it's been great to have you guys today. Let us know what you think about this episode. Let us know about your experiences on the apps with white men. What else did we talk about? Your list of what you require in a relationship. And we're looking forward to seeing you next time on Convos and Cocktails. Goodbye.
Bye.
Convos and Cocktails, produced in partnership with Lesego Clabby and WMG Rep. Drinks never end at the bar. So join me over at the socials with your cocktail where we get to continue the conversations. Simply follow me at Lesego Clabby. See you there. Recorded at Solid Gold Podcast. Solid Gold. To be understood, you must first be heard. I look forward to our next Convos and Cocktails, and don't forget, mo money, mojito, or whatever Biggie said.